Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you as always for joining us. We're excited to have you listening to this podcast as we break down college football. It is kind of my favorite time of the week as we look at the early lines. We do the research, do the homework, and try to come up with the best card possible. This week, we started with seven plays that we wanted to play in the early action. Year to date, our early release college football plays, 10-5-2 against the number. Had we got the number a little bit earlier, we could have improved by 2 to 3 more victories. So that's why we want to try to lock these in as quickly as possible. So let's get to the card. We'll tell you what we had to pull off the card before we do so, though. We had two other games that we wanted to play. Number one, we wanted to play USC at Washington State. But if you didn't hear the news, obviously Clay Helton was relieved of his duties today at USC 2 games into the season. That's an awfully quick hook. I realize some would say he could have been hooked 2-3 years ago, but at least for this season, getting fired after 2 games, somewhat heartless. But Clay Helton is gone, and USC is now off our board as we reevaluate that play. Next up in Manhattan, Kansas, we really like Chris Klieman in this spot. At K-State, he's 4-1 as a home dog since going to Kansas State. But unfortunately, it was confirmed today his starting quarterback, Skylar Thompson, is out. So we're hitting the brakes on that play as well. So those two plays went off the board, but let's talk about what's still on the card and games that we like. We start in South Bend, Indiana, where Purdue comes in to play Notre Dame. The Irish are 0-2 against the spread, 2-0 straight up with an ugly win in Tallahassee in overtime. And then last week, they snuck it out against Toledo, a MAC school at home. They could be looking ahead to Wisconsin next week. However, the Boilermakers come in at 2-0 against the spread, 2-0 straight up with wins over Oregon State and a very impressive win against a very awful UConn football team. Well, on the surface, it looks like Purdue may be the play, but we're playing Notre Dame. We rarely play Notre Dame, but we're going to lay the 7 with Notre Dame. This line opened at 8. It's now at 7. I want to grab it before it goes back up. Preseason, if this game would have been played as the opener, I believe Notre Dame would have been a 14-15 point favorite. So the way things have kind of fallen in the first 2 weeks has really driven the number down. And then there's an angle here I want to talk about. The last 6 times Notre Dame was either an underdog or a favorite of 7 or less points at home, let's recap it. 2020, last year, upset Clemson 47-40 as a 5-point dog. 2019, a -7 favorite against Navy. They were victorious 52-20. Let's go to 2018. They beat Stanford 38-17. 2018, they beat Michigan as a +2, 24-17. I think you're starting to see the trend here. 2017, they beat NC State 35-14 as a 7-point favorite. And 2017, they beat USC 49-14 as a 3-point favorite. So for whatever reason, Brian Kelly, in this kind of coin flip type game that presents itself, it's very rare to get Notre Dame at home as a favorite of 7 or less. And we get it in this spot. There's too much value. Like I said, this line should be a lot higher, would have been a lot higher a couple weeks ago. Preseason, Notre Dame was a top 10 team. Purdue is a bottom half of the Big Ten team. They're a bottom 7 team. I think they're probably that 9th or 10th best team in that conference. There's no way Notre Dame should only be favored by 7. So I like the Irish in this spot, laying the 7. We're locking in Notre Dame today as the opening play of our early release card. Next up, we go to San Diego State, where last week San Diego State delivered a great victory for us against Arizona. But our memory has to go away. We're going to play Utah. Utah -7 against the Aztecs. The Utes are 0-2 against the spread, 1-1 straight up. They beat Weber State, and then they lost in the Holy War against BYU last week. So these Utes are going to be angry. Meanwhile, the Aztecs, 1-1 against the spread, 2-0 straight up. They beat New Mexico State. Everyone's going to beat New Mexico State. And then they got that big, impressive victory at Arizona last week. They're going to have the letdown this week coming back home to face the Utes. The Utes is a road favorite prior to last week, have covered six of the last seven games. Both teams are well coached. Kyle Whittingham, one of the best coaches in the Pac-12 at Utah. Brady Hoke, the former Michigan coach, doing a great job at his second stint at San Diego State. But in this situation, the Utes have the talent, they have the experience, and they're going to win this game on the road in a bounce-back game coming off the loss to BYU. Utah is too good a football team to lose two games in a row, and they will cover the seven against San Diego State this week. Our next game on the card, we're going with Troy. Troy, minus 10 against Southern Mississippi. This game opened at 8. It is now 10. So we want to grab this before it goes any higher. It's already gone up two more points than we wanted. The Trojans are 1-1 against the spread year to date, 1-1 straight up. They beat a nobody in week one, but then last week they impressed me against Hugh Freeze and the Liberty team that I really, really like as the Trojans played them tough to the end. Meanwhile, the Golden Eagles of Southern Miss, 1-1 against the spread, 1-1 straight up. They beat they beat Grambling State, but they lost to South Alabama 31-7. That really has me confused about where the Golden Eagles are. Troy, as a road favorite of 4 or more, they beat South Carolina last year 29-0. They beat Texas State 63-27 in 2019, beat Akron 35-7 in 2019, all under head coach Chip Lindsey. Southern Miss has a first-year head coach, 3-7 last year. They did beat Troy 47-42, so you have a Troy revenge angle potentially in this game as well. Troy just has more talent than Southern Miss. Southern Miss didn't show me much to start the season, so we're willing to lay the 10 on a Troy team that we think could play some good defense. We're going to go Troy minus 10 at Southern Miss this week. Next on the card, we're going with Miami of Florida, minus 6.5 against Michigan State. This line opened at 8. It drops now to 6.5. We want to grab it before it goes to 7. The Canes are 0-2 against the spread, 1-1 straight up. They lost to Alabama. Insert, everyone's going to lose to Alabama. And they won a tough game against App State. But the Canes have already played two top 40 teams. That's an impressive resume to date. Michigan State, 2-0 straight up, 2-0 against the spread. They had a nice win at Northwestern. Take nothing away from that, but Northwestern is going to be way, way down in the Big Ten this year. And then they beat Youngstown State last week. Michigan State is still projected to be the 7th out of 7 in the Big Ten East. They're still going to be a bottom feeder in Mel Tucker's second year at Michigan State. They're improved, don't get me wrong, but they're still not at the old era of Michigan State, where Miami, I think, is once again on the rise. They have the better quarterback in King. And Miami at home will get the cover this time, minus 6.5 in a big game against a Big Ten team in Michigan State coming into their place. So play the Canes, minus 6.5. And then to wrap up our early plays, it is going to be Central Florida, minus 7 at Louisville. This game opened at 8. It dropped down to 7. I'm maybe hoping it could get to 6.5, but I've said enough is enough. I'm just going to grab the 7 before it goes up to 7.5. The Knights are 1-1 against the spread. 2-0 straight up. They beat Boise State in come-from-behind fashion. Great second half in that game, if you remember. And then last week, they had a little bit of a breather against Bethune-Cookman. Meanwhile, the Cardinals of Louisville, 0-2 against the spread, 1-1 straight up. They lost the shootout to Mississippi. Didn't show me as much as I expected on offense with their quality quarterback play, though. And then last week, a little underwhelming against Eastern Kentucky as well. Not sure what's going on there at Louisville, but I don't think they're back to the level that they once were. The Cardinals are 4-7-1 as a home dog since 2014. This still isn't the Charlie Strong level Louisville Cardinals, so I'm going to fade them. And Central Florida, UCF is in their third game now under Gus Malzahn and this new staff. I expect a jump in performance. As you get a few more games under your belt under Gus's system, I expect the Knights to kind of step up and be able to turn it on offense against a Louisville defense that is definitely prone to give up a lot of points, as we saw with Mississippi. So Central Florida minus the 7 against Louisville kind of wraps up our five-pack plays for college football on the early releases. So let's recap them one more time. We're going to play Notre Dame minus 7 at home against Purdue. We're going to play Utah minus 7 at San Diego State. We're going to play Troy minus 10 at Southern Miss. We're going to play Miami of Florida minus 6.5 against Michigan State. And we're going to play Central Florida minus 7 at Louisville. These are the games we're locking in right now as an early release. Don't worry, if you like underdogs, we're going to have some underdogs on our card come Saturday, but those are some of the lines that are between +3 and -3 right now, and we're not feeling the need to lock anything in. Those plays will be coming, but these are the favorites we want to get right now before the number slides any higher, and we think we got a good ticket for you again this week. 10-5-2 year to date. We're hoping to get 4 or 5 W's out of this card as well. Thank you for listening, and as always, let's cash some tickets together.